It's beef season.
Let me tell you right now, you're going to hear some aggressive tones. Now, if you're a vegan, you're going to hate this episode. It's going to be beefy. Do vegans also not like verbal beef? We asked ChatGPT to write us our own diss track. No. Your face was shitting all over my experience. How dare you? Beef is part of the culture of hip hop.
Rap is a competitive sport.
No, hey, listen, my life is on Do Not Disturb. Go to hell. Out of the big three, who is your favorite?
My favorite is...
I'm going to let you go ahead and have the floor. You just said something that kind of low-key upset me. Go ahead. That's like being with a bitty and you're just about to like... And then you're like, you know what? Never mind. What the f***? Like, I'll hold it. What? Clearly, because he did his whole track sounding like a bitch. We talking about Chris Brown versus Quavo. Drake be like, I be feeling so bad. Be feeling so bad. Then I cut myself. Like, what up, what up, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's me, your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. First of all, shout out to all of you, all my listeners, new and loyal. We've got our guy here. We've got all our bestie. We've got one of the best DJ Hey Cousins I know out there. Welcome to the podcast once again, DJ Hey Cousin.
Hey, I'm back. Yes, and it is true what you've heard. It's basically Highlander rules when it comes to DJ Hey Cousins. We've been killing each other off for the past 45 years now, and there's only a couple of us left. I really shouldn't even be on this podcast, but, you know, hey, I'm confident in my skills.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, hey.
You ready for this?
Pretty huge.
Ladies and gentlemen, today, first off, I wanted to say this. Shout out to Damaje, one of my most loyal supporters. She's been there since the Professional and Silly days on my YouTube channel, my Paranormal Blacktivity channel. My Periscope days, like, she has been there. So, hey, girl. So, shout out to her because she actually laid down some knowledge on me that I consented to. And if you missed last week's episode, which was called Puppies and Titties, then you don't know that I discussed a certain Instagram page that could destroy relationships. You have to go back and take a listen to it to know what the fuck is going on here. But Damaje hooked us up with another Instagram page that's exactly like the one that I told you about last week, except it's about the backside. This one's called at Puppy Mangoes. Puppy is spelled correctly, and so is Mangoes. At Puppy Mangoes, there's a... I guess that's a bit of an Easter egg for you.
So, is it?
You know, enjoy that. Speaking of rumps, today we discuss beef.
Yes.
Beef.
Yes, it's beef season.
Beef season. This is all of
that. Yes. Spring/summer, and maybe even in the fall, it will be now considered beef season.
For here and on out, bro. Let me tell you right now, you're going to hear some aggressive tones. We might get a little loud. We'll try to remember to back up from our microphones or something like that. But it's beef season. It's just going to get crazy. We're going to discuss all the beefs, but not all of them, but a lot of the beefs, okay, that are currently going on.
We're discussing beef.
It's going to be beefy.
Yeah, in music, maybe in other forms of life.
It's just going to be beef, bro. And I can tell you right now, if you're a vegan, you're going to hate this episode because we got nothing but beef for you, baby. But beef.
Sorry.
So do vegans also not like verbal beef?
I mean, of course they do.
I wasn't sure. I need to be like politically correct here.
All the protesting they do, of course, it's impossible beef. That's what they're doing, impossible.
All right, cool. I want to make sure. I don't want to, you know, like, step on any toes, which are made of meat.
Yes.
Toe meat.
All right, trust me, they beefing it up. All right,
also Wes and I have gone on to our AI of choice. I did Copilot, and I think he did ChatGPT. So what we're going to be doing is we asked ChatGPT to write us some rap lyrics, a diss track, pretty much our own diss track is what's going on. We found a royalty free beat on YouTube. Neither one of us have actually read through it.
Nope.
We just picked a beat and read the first couple of lines, hoping that the beat continues, the cadence continues throughout the entire thing. I want to announce
we'll see.
Neither one of us are rap artists, nor claim to be. I do not have a SoundCloud, so that's my proof. Wes, do you have a SoundCloud?
Nope. Sure don't.
I'm surprised. I actually thought you were going to say yeah.
Well, I mean, I have a SoundCloud, but I mean not with like rap songs.
You have music
on
it?
No, I don't have no. No,
no. You ever posted any music on it?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Okay, y'all. So we're going to have all of that and more right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Let's go ahead and get silly, y'all, with this beef. Beef, the need. What is it? Where's the beef? What
yeah.
Was it?
Where's the beef?
Is there another one? We have the meats. Oh, that's not the same thing.
We have the meats.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
No, that's not the
Why
way.
Why would you reverse card?
But you
reverse
didn't say it like
that, verbally.
You didn't say it like with the full like tone.
We were looking for tone. Beef. I said the wrong thing, and then you repeated the wrong thing to me.
I know, because I was in it.
You wrongly reverse Uno card me for no reason.
What? Maybe we reverse Uno together.
See, now I got beef with you.
Oh, my goodness. Beef season!
Yo, stop trying to talk last, you dick. Yeah! Oh, shit. All right, bro. So there are a lot of beef going around right now. Like DJ Hey Cousin has said, it's beef season.
It really is.
It's beef season.
It's palpable. You can taste it in the air right now.
Now, everybody knows that there's a lot of beef going on. One of the things that was definitely trending on social media, we have the J. Cole situation, you know, when he did his beef on Kendrick and then decided to apologize. Yeah. That was weird.
Then
and then, you know, then you got Future and Meek and many others, you know, and we can't forget about Drake, you know, so it's just a lot going on. But I have a question for you, DJ Hey Cousin. When it comes to that particular beef, dealing with the quote unquote top three, you know what I'm saying? Actually, why don't you go ahead and for those quote who unquote. Are new to the beef and don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, because maybe your algorithm is a little bit different from ours.
Hey, okay.
That's
yeah.
possible. Go ahead and tell them a little bit about this beef.
It very much can be, you know, out of your realm of you know, knowledge, which is understandable. I mean, when people talk about the big three, it's just, you know, the top rap artist in the game right now, J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick Lamar, three completely different tiered artists on three completely different scales, and they all have their own greatness. They're all GOATs. There's a very long GOAT list. But when it comes to these three, this wasn't even really a thing until recently. All right, when it came to Drake and Kendrick, though, that's something that's been going on for a while. J. Cole just sort of inserted himself in there, really trying to be a mark.
I thought, didn't he just like kind of just like, I'm going to get up in here. Never mind. He's like hopscotching.
Yeah.
Like double dutching, like right before he jumps in. He's like, never mind.
A lot of people actually say he's the one that sort of made the big three to sort of get everybody together. You know, hey, man, let's not beef. Let's just be cool with each other.
Yeah, my lord.
You know what I mean? Hey, you know what I mean? Even though none of them ever really signed off on that.
Let me ask you this, man. The fact that J. Cole went ahead and did what he did his thing, and it wasn't bad, did his thing, and then doubled back and apologized. My question to you is, do you think, and this is the question that they've discussed on the In the Moment podcast, all right? Do you think that this is kind of like the way to ruin hip-hop? Because beef is part of the culture of hip-hop.
Yeah, and that's the thing a lot of people don't quite understand about rap. Rap is a competitive sport, and it has very much a warrior-based wrestling kind of thing to it. And kayfabe is quite a thing. You know what I mean? So when it comes to those personalities, when it comes to those battles between individuals, you know, and on top of everything else, that not just the struggle to be the best, but that outer projection of that. You know, I'm the best. I'm better than you.
Did you name the top three?
Oh, yeah, the big three. Yeah, I named them.
You named the big three?
Yes, I did. All right. Yes.
So let me ask you this. Out of the big three, who is your favorite?
Who's my favorite is, it's going to be Kendrick. But again, I'm going off of a very particular criteria of what the best is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but
the best is subjective, so you're right.
You know, so
it's art.
It very much
and art is what?
It's subjective, of course.
Damn.
So I'm speaking from a more objective standpoint, but of course, when you throw bias in there, when you throw your own personal style in there, you know what I'm saying? The stuff that's changed your life, you know, the shit you was listening to and you was feeling sad or whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? That gives you that natural bias. So of course, like, you know, when I'm feeling sad, I listen to Drake. You know what I'm saying? When I'm feeling a certain way about things, you know what I'm saying? When I'm feeling like
Drake be like, I be feeling so bad, then I cut myself. Like,
I am as sad. But I mean, J. Cole, man, I feel bad for J. Cole because he was also one of the ones that was saying he was the best. And that's kind of when I drifted towards J. Cole for like, oh yeah, motivation. Oh yeah, I'm him.
And one of the things I have to say about that alone, just what you just said, saying that I'm the best. Once you announce that stuff and it's beef season and you share
and you don't step up to the plate.
And you step up to the plate, you swing, and then you're like, you know what? I got a first run here. I got a hit right now, but I'm not gonna go to first. Never mind.
Imagine that player just walking off the field back to his you know what I'm saying? I'm good.
That doesn't make any
imagine
sense.
The reaction from this coach, the other players, like that's insane.
that's like being with a biddy and you're just about to like nut and then you're like, you know what, never mind. What the fuck, like, I'll hold it. What?
There's been a lot of beefs in rap, and I mean outside of rap too, and a lot of those beefs, legitimate ones at least, were based off of like very real things, even if they were just from a competitive nature.
Mm-hmm.
And within those beefs, if they was like, oh yo, you know what, I'll bow out, you know what, this is getting too real, I'm you know what, I need to sleep at night. I need to sleep at night, so I'm just gonna bow out. And no,
you, that's not hip-hop.
Anything you do, that's not competitive nature, that's not sportsmanlike conduct. No. You know what I mean? So anything you do and say after that in reference to you trying to be the best is going to come off as faulty. It's going to come off as disingenuous.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I fuck with J. Cole.
I do.
I fuck with Kendrick.
I do.
I fuck with Drake.
I do.
I fuck with all these artists for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And they top dogs, and ain't really nothing negative I can say about either of them.
Rip each other apart. Rip each other apart. Okay, don't go to the derby to watch play around in big trucks. No, nigga, smash them hoes.
I want to see blood. Smash them hoes.
You don't go to NASCAR to see racing around in a circle perfectly. Direct some shit.
I know, that's right. Hey, facts. This has been Hip Hop on the Professional Silly Podcast. NPR, adjacent.
Good evening and good night.
So you know we have to discuss
your favorite beef out of all of them.
Oh yeah, this is probably everybody's favorite beef. Most likely, it might be a hot take, and many people will pretend it's not their favorite beef, but it is. We're talking about Chris Brown versus Quavo beef. It is an all seasoned beef.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Lean.
Very lean.
Lean beef.
It's a variety beef.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying? A lot of variety in this beef.
Variety beef.
Yes,
you have not already heard the Chris Brown diss to Quavo, check that out on YouTube. If you have not heard the return, the response of that diss, a Quavo dissing Chris Brown, just type it in YouTube. It'll pop right on up. Explicitness, all the words, N-word this, the word pussy. That's in there mentioned many times.
Oh,
Quavo.
Yes. A lot of times.
He
might be right, though.
Oh. I'm going to let you go ahead and have the floor. You just said something that kind of low-key upset me. Go ahead.
Oh, I mean,
let's get this beef conversation started.
I mean, you're goddamn right we should. I mean, okay, first of all, let's let you know one thing. Unfortunately, this is primarily about biddies. Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's the sad part. And not just that. But biddies, neither one of them are actually with currently. Biddies who are like, why are you bringing me up in this beef? Like, I can see them and like, whoa, why am I in this? Mm-hmm, what?
Mm-hmm. These two songs that are out right now, but this has been going on for a little bit. This has been going on since like 2017.
Oh, word? Right? Yes, it goes that far back?
Yeah, it does.
Shit, I thought it was like 2022 or something.
No, it doesn't. And the prelude to this, G, was CB striking first on a song on his album called
For those of you
Freak.
Listening who are not of the culture, CB stands for Chris Brown.
Yeah, CB. I'm trying to cut it short. All right. Chris Brown had a song on his album recently called Freak, and he threw a little jab at Quavo. And with the line, hold on, I have it right here, actually.
Do you? Surprising.
Okay. Now fucking my old bitches ain't gonna make us equal. Yes, because, of course, Quavo and one of his old flings were together for a little bit. They did some stuff. So that was heartbreaking. Yes, of course.
Are you talking about Karrueche or who are you talking about?
Yeah.
Or is it? It's more than one bit. I mean, it's clearly two at least.
Well, I was referring to Karrueche, but again, semantics. This is semantics, okay? Now we're in the beef
Karrueche's
progress.
I mean, Karrueche's a bad bitch. I understand. The upsetness. Yeah. I will be upset as well.
I mean,
not enough to mention her in a diss track, but upset enough to cry about it and be upset about it.
Yeah, maybe have some ice cream.
Karrueche, if you ever decide to just switch over, I know you're listening because this is probably your favorite podcast.
Of course it is.
I know it is. Marry me. All right, go ahead.
Marry her. Anyway, so after that little jab, he of course struck again with the song he came out with recently.
Mm-hmm.
So he double dipped.
Oh, was it Weakest Link?
Yes,
Weakest Link. So, that's Chris Brown's diss against Quavo.
And so now we're up to speed. That entire song is nothing about, oh, so I mean, you fucking my bitch. That's cool because I fucked your bitch. So I'm up now. So we're good. So that's
what you took from that.
That's
okay.
That's not. Quavo got a lot more stuff, more important stuff going on. All right, he's still trying to find the killer of his homie. All right, he's still trying to get his stuff figured out. All right, he don't need time. He don't got time for this. He don't got time for this.
Clearly, because he did his whole track sounding like a bitch. Let me tell you why I say that.
Oh my goodness.
Let me tell you why I say that. Okay. First of all, I'm from Atlanta. I shouldn't even be saying this. I'm from
you
here.
You really shouldn't.
I really shouldn't
you
be.
You really shouldn't.
But in all honesty, in my opinion, I thought the best diss, not music, the best diss, which is supposed to be disrespectful. It was the best diss. The best diss was Chris Brown. And that particular diss track, in my opinion, was better than Quavo's. Simply because, first of all, that aggression was crazy. I felt it. I felt the energy. I wanted to punch Quavo in the face, and we don't even got beef. The energy was fire, bro.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
Those are valid merits. Okay, I feel you. However, how the fuck ever, G? There's a lot of elements to a beef. Okay, yeah, that was great aggression on that shit. But Quavo dismantled his ass. All right, because he mentioned the druggy thing. He mentioned that nigga. We're talking about biddies. Just I got more poor shit going on. Fuck you. All right, shut your ass up. All right, go. You were Michael Jackson until you fucked it up with all your Rihanna and all the other shit she was doing.
The fact that they were both literally bringing in women into this at all was kind of fucking retarded. Regardless,
it was very
corny.
Very.
Let me rap about how you beat women. Let me rap about how you beat women.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
There's
so
naturally,
all that is moot to me.
The
bitty mentions makes no sense to me.
See, and this is why this isn't my favorite beef, because this is inherently corny.
Oh, I just love it because of the drama.
Oh no, I love the drama.
That's what beef is, bro.
I mean, of course. Mm.
I like it.
But this is like on the beef flavor, this is Five Guys. This is Five Guys beef. All right. I at least want fucking gourmet burger beef. Okay. Gourmet beef. I'm looking for gourmet beef.
Can you at least at the very least? The Mary Meast.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, the Mary Meast.
That's how you're supposed to say it.
At the very least, can you admit that Chris Brown's fucking "Want Some Smoke With Me"? That shit was fire.
Yes.
You cannot tell me that wasn't awesome.
Yes.
That shit had me like, yeah, yes. I might want a little smoke.
Okay, but what's the better song though?
The better song? Oh, that's Quavo.
Okay.
But this isn't about the song.
That's very true though.
This is about the beef, the diss.
That's true. But there's a lot of elements to this. Okay. It's about better song. It's about what's the more entertaining. It's about the better diss. Who's the more disrespectful?
I honestly feel like Chris was definitely the winner of most of those things.
It's about hitting multiple points. It's about not you know what I'm saying, being able to get a motherfucker on as much stuff as you can get on him, you know what I'm saying, within that song or within said beef. And the only thing that Chris was really hell-running on was, oh, You got one of mine, so I'm gonna get one of yours. I mean, come on, dog. And that's if that's Quavo the best you got.
The same energy, repeating the word pussy 87 times.
Well, I mean, not the pussy that he has or has not gotten. What he is, that's what he is a pussy. You know what I'm saying? Which I can somewhat agree with.
Whoa, are you saying Chris Brown is a pussy?
I mean, yeah, he's the instigator of this beef.
That doesn't make him a pussy.
I mean, a little bit.
His response to Quavo's response might make him a pussy, depending on his response. Okay. Starting shit doesn't make you a pussy. How you finish shit and how you get to the finish line could make you a pussy.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to say this. One thing that I did not fuck with that Chris did was talk about, you know, Takeoff's death. That was kind of fucked up, saying everybody else wishes that you were dead. That's kind of dark.
I'm actually fine with that. As long as you keep that energy.
Yeah, well,
as long as you don't pull a J. Cole. Don't pull a J. Cole.
Don't apologize for it. You said what you said, bro. You'll stand on business. All I'm saying is that for me, especially for me personally, that's a little deep. I felt the same way about Nicki Minaj talking about Megan Thee Stallion's mama. Lying on your damn mama. Like 87 times she said that. It's just, there's just certain lines that me, even in beef, I don't cross. You know what I'm saying? And I think because Chris Brown said that, that actually gave Quavo the ammunition he needed to say what he said. Because
I bet you he wouldn't have said
that. Because had Chris not said that, he would not have probably mentioned it. It is what it is.
Because
that don't mean he busy. That just means it was mentioned. He had to say something.
Even meta contextually within the song, even Chris knows that because he said it. Then the beat changes. It's ad lib. Oh shit!
Yeah.
The whole that whole part happens. You know what I'm saying? So even he knows that to a degree. So it's like that's all he really had. That's because everything else wasn't gonna do it.
Well, let me ask you this. We all know if you heard it. I mean, we're going a little over the time frame that we said, but this is like dope. The thing is that Chris said something in a lyric that is that I thought was interesting. He said, "Real beef." Bringing real beef to the dinner table, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. The reason that I'm thinking about this, I have a question for you. Clearly, in my opinion, and a lot of people think that this Quavo beef versus Chris Brown, this whole thing is actually way more entertaining than the Drake versus everybody beef. You know what I'm saying? And many people, let me say this, many people do say this because it is said, and I'm only saying this allegedly because, you know, I ain't trying to get sued or killed, mm-hmm. that Chris could allegedly be affiliated. There was a lot of mention on my your name is on the trigger and the bullets got your name, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's some real shit talk. Nobody else, Drake, Cole, Kendrick, nobody is talking about guns or violence or anything like that at the moment. Now, right now they're just being disrespectful. But Chris and Quavo went to another level here. So my question for you is, you know what I'm saying? Is Chris right in what he said? Is he bringing real beef to the dinner table, or is this some other like just beef entertainment shit?
Anybody who knows and who's like been watching the layers of all this shit's been playing out over the years.
And he said he's bleeding red. Remember that?
Chris has been trying to be a gangster for a while now, and which is why Chris is happy. He's winning. Which is why Chris is winning, because he's been wanting to affiliate himself with gangster shit for a while now. From trying to get affiliated with red shit, to hanging with gangsters, to all kinds of shit. So him beefing with a quote-unquote hood nigga, quote-unquote, is exactly what he wants to, not just further affiliate himself, but validate that affiliation that he's been trying to mark himself with. So he's willing to go as far with this as possible to validate that shit, which is bad ultimately.
Do you think
because Quavo got better shit to do
is really about that life, or do you think he is trying to make it seem like he is, or is he like secretly hella affiliated and Quavo might end up eating his words?
Chris is crazy.
Yeah, that's true. And he got hands. Let's not sit here and pretend like Chris ain't got no hands. He'll fuck you up.
Chris Brown is crazy. Let's not even beat around the bush. Let's wrap this up. Chris Brown is crazy. He's willing to crash out.
That's DJ Hey Cousin at no. The only one who can stop Chris now is fucking Jake Paul.
maybe, and that's gonna take a lot of money to set up.
Fair fight.
You know what I mean? It's a whole thing. You know what I mean? But I fear for Quavo because Chris Brown is crazy. Who knows what he's willing to do for the sake of like just getting his point across? I really suggest that you just keep this shit on wax because it can easily not get to that, mm-hmm. which, trust, hold, and believe, I love beef, but you got to choose your opponents wisely.
Yeah, facts. I will say this, dealing with Quavo's diss. What was that shit called again? Fucking...
Over hoes and bitches?
I think it was called like pussy or some shit. Oh, no, that was what it was called.
Yeah.
I thought you was being facetious. Over hoes and bitches. Yeah, that song, Over Hoes and Bitches. I feel like, and this might be a hot take, but the creepy thing to me was bringing up Takeoff. Like, using his voice in the song was a little weird to me. I also thought it was weird as shit when Drake did that with Tupac. I thought that was weird. Mm-hmm. I also thought it was weird when they did the Michael Jackson and Tupac holograms. That's creepy to me.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
But if there was enough people here, they would interrupt you and say, there are no rules in beef. Even though I just said, oh, there are things you're supposed to do. Da, 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 da. Some people would argue that there are no rules in beef.
Do you think he asked or talked to the family about using Takeoff's voice before he did that? Or you think he just fucking did it?
Nope. He just did it. I'm pretty sure he just did.
I just think that's a little creepy. That's me personally. You know, I think it's a little, almost a little disrespectful because you're putting words in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea what his response to that would be. And I didn't know Takeoff personally, but from what I heard from his family, he wasn't the type of who's like, yo, I'ma just start shit and I'ma just join in shit.
Because
when he died, he wasn't involved in any of that shit.
Exactly.
That's not who he was. He wasn't like I'm sure he could defend himself and take care of shit, be hard when he had to be, but he wasn't the dude who was like, bop, you know, I mean, I'm gonna throw the first punch type of dude. That's not who he was.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? So for me, that adds on to the level of creepy because we don't actually know what his response would have been. And I feel the same way about what Drake made Tupac say and his response.
Because, I mean, of course, they didn't actually estate and nothing like that. And putting words in his mouth and just the whole 8 Mile way he went about going about that track. For the listeners out there, it's called Taylor Made Freestyle. My goodness, it's ridiculous. Again, it goes an 8 Mile route as far as basically trying to hype the one Kendrick Lamar up for a beef. I mean, for a response. You know, imagine Tupac rapping to you about how, hey, Kendrick needs to respond to Drake because he's nobody. He's not even American. He's Canadian. Kendrick, you should be responding by now, man. Da, 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 da. And then Snoop Dogg comes
Kendrick
in.
Kendrick is doing push-ups right now. He's busy.
Yeah, right. And then AI Snoop comes in with basically the exact same sentiment. You know, I will say this, it's psychological levels of battling I have not seen in a beef before. Yeah. This is unprecedented. Like, I love the move. I love it. But on the other hand...
Did you mean presidented?
Yes.
I just wanted to call that out because it was hilarious. Go ahead.
Thank you. On the other hand, putting words in people's mouths who are dead or even alive.
That's
ridiculous.
That's creepy.
They even asked recently, he was like, what? I don't... my own.
What was I forget her name again, you just told me, the one that's not Karrueche,
Sweetie.
Yeah, that one. I don't understand why she's even involved in this. Allegedly she has been with a few of the hip-hop artists. It's I'm not saying her body count is higher than the temperature on a hot July summer in Alabama. I'm not saying that at all. I don't know that.
I don't know that at all.
I'm not saying that.
I can't confirm.
I'm literally saying that. I'm not saying that.
Yep, I heard
it. So you can't come for me.
I heard it.
I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know shit about her music. I do know that I feel like she's like a copy and paste version of all these biddies that we're seeing online.
Pretty much.
So I don't understand. Yeah, just, ooh, you know, duplicate. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. Then you could throw a stick and find another one of her.
Pretty much.
So it's like, I don't understand why that's that. Now, Karrueche, that's worth a tear. That's worth a tear.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That was our alarming.
We're done with this one.
We're done. Up next, we are going to put our beef to the test. We chose a random as royalty free hip hop beat on YouTube. And we had our AI create lyrics for us, rap lyrics for us, so we can discuss our beef. mind you, neither one of us, once again, are rap artists, never claimed to be. This is going to be a horrific, hilarious moment.
We're
going to
be rap artists for a couple of minutes, though. Yeah. Brum, 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 brum. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Yo, let's put this beef on the grill, bro.
You know what I mean? Already seasoned up and everything.
All right, y'all. So the time is here. The time is now.
It sure is. Right now.
This is the moment where Wes and I plan on embarrassing ourselves. Well, at least I do. I do, for sure. We went ahead and asked, I asked Copilot to give me pretty much an AI-generated rap diss lyrics about a random situation, random topic, whatever. And DJ Hey Cousin over there asked ChatGPT. So now we're both going to ask Alexa who is going to have to go first. Mind you, we are using a royalty-free tune that we found on YouTube, and it's about 6 years old, so we should be all right. All right, so you want to be heads or tails?
Heads.
Yeah. Alexa, heads or tails?
Okay, flipping. It's tails.
Fuck, am I tails?
Yes, you are.
Oh, that sucks so much ass. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have to go first. It sucks so much booty hole, bro. It's full of booty hole, bro. Like, I'm not happy about this. All right, hold on a second. In that case, this is going to be horrible. Who's ready to suck?
Oh, man.
Now, mind you, Wesley and I have not read through these lyrics. We did not write these lyrics, and this beat is not ours either. Everything is freestyle, new, cold read rap is what's going on here. Stop laughing. You're making me nervous. I'm going to need a little bit of this soju right here. It's like, I am a stand-up comedian. I'm an actor. I've done musicals. I've done stand-up on stage. I've done speeches. But this is terrifying. Like performing in front of people, like trying to be musically good is ridiculously horrifying. That is my horror.
Well, it's time to face a demon today.
Yeah. And you know what? They do this type of thing on the Burt Show all the fucking time. Mo is usually the one that does it. Either Mo or DJ Willie T, that's Tommy. Ah. But he usually does his own writing. He writes this thing called the Weekly Wrap Up every now and then, mm-hmm. where he wraps up all the things that they discuss that week in a wrap at the end of the week. But Mo is the only one who's done, like, well, Abby did it too, but it was horrible. But Mo is usually the only one who does ChatGPT generated raps that usually Bert prompts and hands to him, and he's so this is going to be my turn.
It's your turn.
To be in the shadow. Oh, shine, whatever.
Exactly. Don't shine. Yeah. Come on now. You're right.
Okay, here we go.
Get your rhymes ready.
I have no idea what this says. This is going to be horrible.
Delicious.
This is a Chooky Beats.
Exactly. Shout out to Chooky Beats.
Yeah, Chooky Beats on YouTube. Chooky Beats. Okay. Oh, this is going to be really bad. I'm in my 30s. Rocking scrunchies and flannel. Got the side hustle. Two cats in a Pinterest channel. Use my back. Nah, damn. Hold on a second. I forgot to tell what the prompt was.
Oh, my God.
I forgot to tell what the prompt was. All right. Then I'll get back to it. Sorry. I'll edit the part out. I'll keep it in. Whatever. At the end.
You're okay. All right.
It's like
okay.
a blooper.
It's like a blooper. It's like a blooper.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, my prompt is from Copilot AI. And I said, write a funny 90s type rap diss track about being a woman in her 30s. So that's what was the laugh about?
What? That laugh? It was an empowering laugh.
It was an empowering laugh?
Yeah, it was
an empowering laugh. I don't believe you. Okay, let me get back to it. All right, so let's redo it. My bad, bro.
So what are you dissing exactly?
I'm dissing being a woman in my 30s.
Okay, all right.
I'm not too fond of it.
All right, understandable. Honestly. I wouldn't be either.
Have you been a woman in your 30s?
Yes. No. Yes, I have. Oh. I wasn't a fan.
That's why I'm a man now.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you. Fuck you. All right. I made these a little bit bigger because I'm a woman in her 30s. I can't see the small ass font.
Exactly. Hence the diss, everyone. Hence the diss.
Like, I can't see the small ass font. All right. Let's do it. All right.
All right. All right. We're ready.
Yes.
Let's get it.
All right. Here we go. I should have. Should have done some cocaine before this or something.
wait, you didn't?
No, cocaine's expensive, so I don't
That's
do it.
That's true. Damn, what did I use?
That's the only reason I don't do it. It's too expensive.
Right. Okay.
I don't like things in my nose, not even water. Yeah. Check. They always say that. Check.
Check every time.
One, two. Yo, hey, turn my snares down. Hey, yo, I'm in my 30s, rocking scrunchies and flannel. Got my side hustle. Two cats in a Pinterest channel. Used to break dance, now it's yoga and kombucha. My ID says adult, but my heart is still hoochah. What the fuck does that even mean?
Keep going.
30-something, still got that sass. But my metabolism slower than dial-up ass. What the fuck?
Dial-up.
Got a woman bun, but my spirits fly. I'm the queen of multitasking. Don't even try. What the fuck? This is insanely bad.
Keep going.
Here we go. Back in the day, I was all about the Spice Girls. Now it's a meal prep Sundays and essential swirls. My crew's at the wine bar discussing skincare. What the fuck? We're the OGs on self-care. No need to compare. This is ridiculous. Yo, and then this is the chorus. 30-something, still got that sass. But my metabolism slower than dial up a lass. Got my mom bun, but my spirits fly. I'm the queen of multitasking. Don't even try. There's another verse for some reason.
Do it.
Remember when I rocked the butterfly clips? Now it's a wrinkle cream and I'm reading parents' tips. What? Oh, I'm reading parenting tips. I misread that. My mixtape's a cassette collecting dust, but my Netflix queue, that's a must. 30-something, still got that sass, but my metabolism slower than dial-up a lass. Got my mom bun, but my spirits fly. I'm the queen of multitasking. Don't even try.
Hey.
It reads here, outro.
And outro.
So here's to my 30s, a decade well spent. I raise my herbal tea and pay my rent.
Hey.
Life's a remix. I'm still grooving. 30-something forever moving. And then it writes, drop the mic, microphone emoji, fire emoji.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Wow, AI.
Yeah.
Was really in it.
This right here is proof that AI needs people to help make it better.
Yes.
Because
yes.
These words didn't yes. work together like that.
The singularity is far off.
Yeah.
Everyone, don't be afraid. Don't be scared.
Yeah, it was horrible. Anyways, it is your turn.
Yay.
All right. So all you do is...
Now you play it over there.
Play it over here?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. Okay. You ready?
Yeah. And everyone, my...
Oh, that's right.
No, let it play. Let it play.
All right, go ahead.
Let it play. My beef is about bees.
Oh, you're allergic to bees.
Yeah, I'm allergic to bees. I hate them. So, yo, listen up. I'm about to make it clear. Yeah, bees buzzing around, but they ain't got no fear with their stingers out. They're thinking they're so tough, but when it comes to honey, they never had enough. They fly around like they own the place, but let me tell you, they're just a disgrace. Always buzzing around, causing a fuss. But when it comes to being cool, they're just no luck, no trust. They think they're all that with their hive mentality. But let's be real, they lack originality. Copping each other, just drones in a swarm. While I'm dropping rhymes, I'm keeping it warm. So bees, listen up. It's time to face the facts. Your hives might be buzzing, but y'all just all hacks. I'm stinging you with my words, leave you feeling sore. Cause in this rap game, I'm the one to adore.
Was that it?
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
So clearly
that was it.
The pilot gave me three verses a chorus and an outro. And it also instructed me to drop the mic. And honestly, I forgot to mention this. The very first thing it said was, yo, yo, check it. Which I already did because that's what you do with hip hop. You have to yo-yo check it.
First of all, Copilot gave you an entire instruction manual on how to perform this song. That's actually quite impressive.
What I want to do off mic with you, bro, is I want you to try to rap mine. See what that sounds like. But yo, I gotta say, it's not the lyrics aren't bad for the like humility and hilarity of it. But at the same time, AI, it can't really replace any of us because you need to add some humanity, some personality to it. Even the way you pronounce certain words to make things rap or to make things rhyme, if that's what you want to do. People do it all the time.
There's a certain je ne sais quoi that AI still doesn't quite possess.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes something like creating art.
Yeah. I feel difficult. Like Copilot created better lyrics, but you delivered yours better.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, I agree. That makes sense. No, I agree. Yeah.
But again, not a rapper. I hope you guys were laughing your ass off and experiencing like secondhand cringe.
Oh, yeah. No, I felt it.
Did you feel it?
Oh, yeah, I felt it.
The entire time you were making this face where you're like,
oh, that's pretty accurate.
Doing that like you had to take a shit.
Is that what my face felt like?
Your face was shitting all over my experience.
I thought I was smiling at you.
No. Your face was shitting all over my experience. How dare you? Now, if I can convince Wes to get lit with me later, I might give you guys, we'll do 60 seconds a piece, maybe. I give Wes a word, he gives me a word, and we try our best to freestyle.
She's going to have to really get me lit, y'all.
Yeah, I'm going to try. If I can't get it on this episode, you're going to have to make sure that you're subscribed and following me on everything, because it's going to be somewhere. And there probably won't even be any music. It'll just be like fucking acapella bullshit.
Yeah, check that Patreon, y'all.
Yeah, we don't have Patreon yet. Stop saying that.
Oh.
I mean, we will.
Yeah.
People, you've said like three different episodes and be like, I can't find it. All three of my listeners are looking for it.
Oh, well.
We don't have it. We'll announce it when we have it.
Soon.
That has been Amber Smiles Jones and DJ Hey Cousin using AI generated raps. And it was not a great experience. Sorry for your ears. Sorry about that. My bad.
You're welcome.
Are you just going to double down on that? You're lucky to have us. Yo, it's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
It's been a beef like opening to the season, hasn't it?
No, facts.
There's, oh my goodness,
tons of beef.
So much beef. Here's the thing, bro, like if you go back and study the scrolls of beefery throughout the ages of rap. Bless you.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Bless you. There are certain things that you haven't really quite seen, you know. One of those things is a lot of female beef, and that's I mean it happens. I mean with the Nicki and Meg stuff. I'm sorry.
Early. As you're saying this, you're talking about female beef, and the fact that the first thing that we could bring up was Nicki was horrible.
Well, that's just because it was
recent. I know it's the most recent. I just wanted to be known that Bigfoot was fucking trash. She literally. If you haven't heard the Nicki Minaj beef that she did versus Meg Thee Stallion or against Meg Thee Stallion, Meg mentioned like mentioned Megan's Law in one goddamn verse. Mm. Nicki created a 5-minute podcast.
NPR low key.
Lying on your dead mama. On your dead mama. Lying on your dead mama. For 20 minutes, it felt like.
That's pretty much an accurate representation of what that was.
It was ridiculous. It's almost as if she had a beef like tantrum and just was like, I have to cry now.
She had a tantrum on the mic.
Yeah, bro. And let me tell you, I like Nicki Minaj. I enjoy her music or whatever. I like Cardi B. I enjoy her music. I like Megan and I enjoy her music as well. But Nicki, that's what you dropped? It was horrible.
It was.
I just had to say that because it hurt my heart not to say it.
No. That's,
continue
that's,
what you were saying.
No, thank you. Thank you
my
for
apologies.
Saying that. No, oh no, completely.
Fuck!
No, completely understandable. No, I was just going to bring up some other female beefs that might have transpired through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. You know, the classic Little Kim, Foxy Brown beef. You know what I mean?
I remember that one.
Yeah. Right.
I remember.
Right.
Remember.
Yeah.
Was that like Mufasa?
Yes, it was. Yeah, yes, right. You nailed it. You nailed it. And, you know, and the whole Salt and Pepper Roxanne thing. You can go all over the place, but there's more of a respect when it comes to female rappers, because not just from a quantity perspective, just because of how many female rappers there are in like that subsection of rap, but the OGs that exist now, you wouldn't dare.
Hell no.
You wouldn't. Hell no.
Let me tell you
you
something.
You wouldn't dare go out Queen Latifah. You wouldn't dare go out Missy.
Queen Latifah, Missy Elliott, Left Eye, even Left Eye. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, the yes. motherfucking yes. sir. You know yes. what I'm saying? Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown. What's the other one I'm forgetting about? God damn it. Trina.
Yes.
Damn, there's so many, bro. Let me tell you something. If any of these women.
Rod Digger. The Brat. Did you say The Brat?
The Brat. No, I didn't say The Brat. Okay. I should have. My apologies, Brat. Mm-hmm. I love you. Mm-hmm. I thought it was weird that you wore that that basketball jersey with the open hole for your pregnant belly. That was weird. That's probably the weirdest thing you've ever done.
Not the best fashion decision you made. Yeah, and you made some good ones. You made some good ones.
She's made
can't win them all.
Great ones. My favorite song, What You Like. It is what it is.
Of course.
But you're damn right. If any of these OG, like if Queen wanted to drop some bars right now, Queen Latifah wanted to join a diss against any of these biddies from right now, it will be done. I don't care.
Say what you said the other day.
What I say?
About Eve.
Eve. Okay. Eve is rich as shit. She's happily married to a billionaire. She's good in Spain or Netherlands, wherever the fuck she is, right? Mm-hmm. If Eve decided to drop some shit down, it would bring a fire upon us all. Mm-hmm. She was a hella great lyricist, and in my opinion, slept on as fuck. Homegirl brought it and brought it hard, okay? And I swear that on her paw print tattoo titties. I swear on them. I swear. Are they still tatted? Did she get those removed?
I want to say she still got them.
Yeah, those paw prints are fucking legendary.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Oh, she got them removed in 2020 or whatever.
Yeah, right? I feel like Eve, if she wanted to, you know, she join
could.
The chat,
she could.
It would be fucking over.
It would be a wrap.
Because it feels like these days, especially in hip hop, dealing with female rappers, it feels like the thing that's selling, the thing people, my pussy wet, my bag is good. It's just sex and money. It's not like hip hop used to tell a fucking story, bro. And I used to be like, it was poetry.
Yeah.
Poetry, bro,
and even within that poetry, that competitive edge is still a thing. Like even from the female side, like I still want to hear about how you're the best. And I understand, like you a female, you get niggas. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah, but give me something else.
I feel that.
Give me something else as well. In addition to
exactly.
Because one of the reasons why I fuck with Cardi, yes, everybody knows Cardi. You know she's not a freestyle rapper. She doesn't write her stuff. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I get it. Here's my thing. Same thing with WWE, right? Found out that shit was fake, but I still have respect for both them and Cardi. Let me tell you why. One, WWE, dealing with them. The athleticism, amazing. The fact that they get hit, they break bones. Go ahead.
No, I must say it's Shakespeare. It's Shakespeare.
All it is. It is our version of modern day Shakespeare. You're right. You know, same with Cardi B. She can rap very well, whether it's her words or not. Okay, not everybody can fucking do that. Cardi made it to where Cardi is because literally of who she is as a person. Mm-hmm. She's entertaining, she's dramatic, she's crazy. And honestly, she's definitely a lot smarter than people think that she is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying she's like a fucking, like, you know, went to Harvard or nothing, but she's a lot smarter.
I don't think she should have been the one talking to the president, but, you know, she
I mean,
definitely...
you know, Glorilla was there too, so it's whatever. It's whatever. It's like anybody can be the president now. It doesn't matter.
You know,
she got a DUI. She met the president, got a DUI. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Glorilla? That's neither here nor there. But that's just my opinion on that particular thing. I feel like no matter where the lyrics or the talent, whatever, wherever that comes from, you're putting a piece of yourself in there. And because mm-hmm. it's a part of you, you are selling. Cardi B, at least at the very least, gave us something other than sex. She gave us Be Careful of Me. She hooked up with Bruno Mars.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? She gave us a variety. It may have been pop, whatever, but she gave us a variety. Nicki Minaj started off doing the same thing. I'm still waiting on Meg to give me something else. I know she's sexy. I know you can twerk. I get it. I love it. Houston, yeah. But if you can give me a little bit of, what's the word I'm looking for? Variety.
Variety.
Then I can love you even more.
We all know that sex sells, but there's something else that also sells too: personality.
Oh, I love. That's why Cardi is where she's at.
That's exactly. So that's basically what you.
Nicki Minaj is a bitch, and Cardi B is your bestie. It is what it is. That's how we see them. You know.
Pretty much, I mean,
if you're a Barbie. fan. What was it? The Barbie dolls or whatever?
The Barbies.
The Barbies. Hey, good for you. If you're a Beehive, good for you. If you're a Swiftie, good for you. What do they call Cardi B people? Just B?
I don't know.
If you're whatever the fuck Cardi calls her people, good for you. There's never anybody in the world that I would ever just like fucking like fall to my knees for ever. But
oh yeah, all my stands are dead.
Yeah, it is what it is. But I stand when I say when it comes to Queen Latifah, Eve, Trina, Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, Da Brat, even Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, she qualifies.
She qualifies. Even Mary J. Blige as well. She can rap. Now, can she stand on top with everybody else? Probably not, but her lyrics are beautiful and her word is bond. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I feel like all of these women from the 90s down, from 90s down or 2000s down.
Okay.
Those women, if it came to a beef, will wipe the floor with all these current female rappers that are trending because of sex.
Yeah.
And when it comes to lyrics.
And it's like
dissing.
A part of it is respect, but it's also because they know. They like, even if they don't know consciously, they know they can't.
No.
That's like trying to make a god bleed. Like, how dare you even try? Like, you know what I mean? Like, a Glorilla, full respect, a Glorilla going out of Missy. We know how it's going to go. A Megan going out of Da Brat. Like, we know how that's going to go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Lolo Brooks, which is a newer one. She was the, which one was she? I forgot the song she came out with. But any rap, any of those, any of the new ones, the new ones going against any of the old ones, like, they know, like, they can't compete lyrically. No. Like,
and if they thought that, it's ridiculous.
Popularity-wise.
And if you think that, you're ridiculous.
Yeah, like, they already know, like, they have the public sway, like, automatically.
I low-key hope to God, because the only one thing we got going on right now was a Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion thing. As far as I know, Meg never responded because it really wasn't worth a response.
It wasn't.
That is why I think if the response isn't worth the response, your response is nothing. Because it's like, why would I waste my time responding to gibberish and bullshit?
No response is a response.
You know, that is a response. Meg was like, I'm not responding to that. That's stupid.
Exactly.
So that's why she didn't respond.
If I don't text you back, that is a response.
Yo, facts. No, facts. No, hey, listen, my life is on Do Not Disturb. Go to hell. Yo, man, if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's beef is delicious, especially when it's not yours. Yum. Mm. Professionally silly life rules. Shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces.
And nips.
Yeah, and nips. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them.
And lobes.
And lobes, yes. Nibbles and lobes. God, if you're anything, you're consistent. You're consistent. Subscribe to this podcast, whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave a 5-star and or written review because it is extremely helpful for my podcast to grow. If this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Yo, shout out to DJ Hey Cousin.
That's me. That's me.
Why don't you go ahead and tell people where they can find you on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, whatever you use the most.
Oh, okay. All kinds of places. I'm really been getting into my TikTok right now, so I'm going to start posting some more stuff there. But, you know, I'm a little bit...
Guys!
Oh, my God. Shut up. Sorry. DJ Hey Cousin for the TikTok, by the way, as I'm being yelled at. You know what I mean? But also, Twitter/X, Westy Roberts/what, Capricorn Jenkins, Instagram, by Wes Roberts, like a book. Yeah, follow me, please. I would like that a lot. I'm gonna post stuff.
Oh yeah, that's great. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, and of course, check out the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. You can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail or text my Google Voice number 805-664-1828. If you would like me to advertise your business or content, email me as well. I have a few people that are coming on very soon. You heard the advertisement for All Purpose Alternative Heat and Air. Okay, dealing with Carlos's business. You heard that in last week's episode. So more to come soon. I'm trying to support my small businesses and black businesses out here doing the damn thing. You can always check my show notes for bonus information, like my social media, including you know, all that stuff down there. My link tree has the links to all my most used social medias and platforms. If you want to find Wes, DJ Hey Cousin, you can find him on my social medias as well, because I've tagged him and everything that we've done together. So you can find him there as well. Oh, and I rarely do this, but shout out to my Cameo. If you want a video made, you want me to prank them, wish them a happy birthday, what have you, hit me up. Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones. Beep, bop, boop, right there.
Yeah, pay her to prank me.
Yeah, oh, actually, yeah, pay me to prank him. That'd be great. It'd be a good one.
I might regret that.
Yes, you will. For those of you interested in writing or sending me things, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. You can send anything that you would like, and it will become a YouTube unboxing video on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel. Speaking of which, Paranormal Blacktivity, part 3 of my 3-part series, okay, of my Noonan investigation, right, my home investigation, is coming out today, Friday. So as you're listening to this, it should be ready right now. If you're listening to this past Friday, it was available a few days ago. So go ahead and check that out. The Paranormal Blacktivity channel is where I put my black card on the line and do investigations. Yeah, we do paranormal investigations, so check that out. See the black side of that.
You know, I'm more concerned about your soul card than your black card when you're stepping into these paranormal spaces.
Oh, I've already sold my soul. We're good.
Oh, cool.
We're good. Right. Once again, I'm your audible boot thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast, where I take my silliness seriously, and I'll leave you with this, by the way. Stay tuned, because you're going to hear a trailer for Paranormal Blacktivity to kind of wet your paranormal whistle on that. As well, if I can get Wesley lit enough, hopefully at the very end, you'll hear some crazy freestyling from the both of us. It's going to be sick. Maybe. We'll see. If not, maybe the next episode. I'm going to do what I can.
That's never going to
Yo, happen. Wesley, go pull up my black tar heroin. It's going to get crazy.
Goodness.
And I'll leave you with this. The only part of your reflection that you can lick is your tongue. These are the important thoughts that cross my mind late at night when I can't sleep. You're welcome. Now you can think about it. Until next time, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere. And they love to spread their ignorance. Próxima semana. Bye. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye. How many spirits are in this room with us right now?
4%. What was that?
This something by the chair.
What is happening?
Oh, really? Okay, that's great to know. Asshole.
Yep. Alright.
Alright.
Alright, y'all, so.
Alright.
I told you if I get lit.
Nobody said that I was lit. That's just, where's the soju?
I was upstairs.
You ass.
I mean, we can go upstairs.
Go, yeah.
It's not like we have to be outside.
I mean, that's not the point.
All right, let's go upstairs.
Oh, my God. Okay. Hold on.
All right, so here's the thing. All right, we said we was going to do this. We're going to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This. You got your soju in your body?
I'm not a punk.
No, you a little bit.
Shut up.
So what we're going to do is that the word, Wes, all right, for you is going to be chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers?
Yeah, chicken fingers.
My word is fucking chicken fingers.
Damn right.
God, I'm going to kill you with the word later.
I went to Amazon Music, typed in copyright free, royalty free music, hip hop beats.
God, I'm gonna kill you with the word later.
Came out M4S, and the name of their song is called King James. Chicken fingers, bitch.
Oh my God, I'm going to murder you with the word.
All right. Chicken fingers.
Oh my God. I came from the heavens just to chill with you mortals. Oh my God, y'all are slow like some turtles. Favorite color green, I'm so mean. Feeling like Mean Gene in the wrestling ring. Oh my God, you should be feeling the sting. Hit you from the top rope, oh my God, that's the thing. Never seen such a marvelous thing before. Fantastic Four with the flame you adore. Oh my God, so hungry, I'm looking for some chicken wings. Oh my God, that does the thing on my belly. Oh my God, I feel so ready. Now I'm good. Oh my God, make sure it's steady on this wood. Oh my God, I in my belly like that dude from Austin Powers. Get in there.
Get in my belly.
Get in my belly. Get in my belly. I'm so ready. I'm so steady. I'm so jelly. I'm so Nelly. With that, what did he have? He had like a
bandage.
What was it? A bandage over his eye? That was weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Motherfuckers don't really thought he was hurt all the time. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Check your fingers. Okay.
Apparently she didn't even hear me freaking say it.
I'm lit too. Damn. Maybe they heard it.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, I'll listen back to it later. But I didn't hear chicken fingers, but I'm going to believe you. Why would you lie?
No.
It's recorded, so clearly.
Okay, your word is... hippopotamus.
What the fuck?
Hippopotamus.
That's crazy. Oh my God, that's not fair. I'm not even a hip hop artist or a thing. I don't rap. This motherfucker said hippopotamus.
Not hippo.
Hippopotamus?
Yes, the whole word. Yeah, the whole word.
Okay. God damn it.
You low-key gave me two words, so.
What'd I say? Chicken fingers?
Yes.
That's easy.
No, it's not.
Oh my God. Okay. Yep. Check. I win because you didn't even say that. I won by default. Okay, yeah, I would try.
Yeah, I guess that's like writing your name on your test.
Yo, I'm running around these streets trying to figure out how to get this beat. Yo, yo, it's about you and me. Well, what about us? Pocahontas is hippopotamus. Pocahontas for the win. Ay. Check the flavors of the wind. I'm trying to get on my grind. I made that shit up because I just needed a ride. Hey, hippopotamus, more dangerous than a nigga knows. Everybody goes away from them hoes because they big and fat and they will bite you on your nose. Your whole body, these bitches always dead. Hippopotamus swallow you up, you dead. Ay, hippopotamus is dangerous. Pocahontas is the color of the wind. I diss hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
Yo, hippopotamus. Ay, yo, hippopotamus. Ay, do they eat chicken tenders, hippopotamus? I don't know. What are this? What are these? What are those? What are them Crocs with them holes? Holes. Holes in the Crocs, Shia LaBeouf. Oh, shit. All right. Yeah. I did the best I could on that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Here's the thing. I'm lit as fuck right now. And I will never, ever probably do that again unless you guys request it. I probably will.
Never out of me.
Why were you just talking into the microphone?
I wasn't. I was just leaning.
It's not plugged in.
I was just leaning like
this.
This is on my iPhone. I was just leaning.
Now, this is my shit. My iPhone Pro Max microphone is way better than that piece of shit that y'all heard. The intro when we were going up the stairs. That's horrible audio.
Shut your ass up.
That was Wesley's phone.
Shut your ass up.
Hey, did you guys hear the bloopers yet? Did I put those in yet? Or what? Am I putting in the bloopers after this?
Let's go in after this.
I don't remember because we probably already edited it after this, yeah, before
that's
this.
True. That's true. That's true.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Yay, happy birthday.
You know, titties.